Welcome to 9 to 5 Google Daily for May 14th, 2018, and I'm Stephen Hall. The Daily Show is back after a short break during Google I.O. 2018, and I'm going to be testing out a less structured, more informal format for the time being. Let me know what you think of this new format in the comments over at 9to5google.com. The first big story of the day is Google One, which is Google basically trying to simplify its cloud storage offerings with has family sharing now, and there's also customer support included, as well as some other freebies. Just for a quick rundown, 15 gigs on the new plan is free, 100 gigs is $2 a month, 200 gigs is $3 a month, and 2 terabytes is $10 a month. And there are a few tiers higher than 2 terabytes if you need them, upwards of $200, $300. Basically the story here is this is just a rebrand of Google Drive, but not Google Drive as a service, but rather just the storage that you may be familiar with if you're paying extra for more extra storage. But this basically is Google trying to unify all of the storage you might need to pay for across all of its services all under one brand, and that makes sense. It's called Google One. Interestingly, though, I think with this is that those who have Google One, notably Google mentioned that if you're already paying for extra drive storage, you'll be automatically upgraded to Google One pretty soon. Those who have this new service will get some kind of premium level of Google support for Google services. So Google Calendar, Google Drive, Gmail, all these services have traditionally not really had good access to customer support for anyone who might need help. But Google says that Google One users will be able to be, just one tap away from getting help with its services. Second up, Google is just slowly, we're finding more features in Android P since it released its developer preview 2 last week at I.O., the first of which is a Pixel launcher-like calendar events, which are appearing on the lock screen for some users. We actually mentioned this way back in an episode of Alphabet Scoop, I think a month or two ago, but it just now is appearing for some users on developer preview 2. So it seems that whatever we were clued in on was this second developer preview of Android P. Second up, Android P will crash apps instead of telling you that they aren't responding, which is pretty interesting. Traditionally, Android has popped up a dialogue for giving you the option to either wait out, a stalled app or just close it out directly. 99% of the cases, users just tap the closed option. So it seems Google has realized that, and they're just going to force apps to crash now if they're not responding. So, Google, I think, is hoping that developers will realize that they don't have that dialogue to fall back on for users, and that maybe developers will be a little bit more on top of preventing these crashes from happening in the first place. And Android P is potentially bringing an automatic display color adjustment feature to the Google Pixel 2, which is also interesting. You can read more about that at 9to5google. Next up, AI-powered Nudge is a new feature coming to the new Gmail on the web, which we mentioned a week or two ago, which has just been redesigned with Google's new Material theme. It looks great, but it's just also great to see that they're slowly introducing new features. This one, Nudge, basically will, as the feature is called, nudge you to reply to emails that it may be realizing the AI thinks that you might really need to reply to. For instance, it might say, you received this email 3 days ago. Do you want to reply? To which obviously you can continue to ignore it, but I think it's an interesting feature. I'm not sure if you'll be able to turn it on and off yet, but it's an interesting feature for you to be able to have so that you can keep updated on your emails. And finally, our Abner Lee today wrote a comment piece on basically John Legend's voice in coming to Google Assistant and how it actually might have societal implications that are as big or bigger potentially than Google Duplex, which was also shown off at I.O. Basically, Abner's point, I think, is that it's just really interesting to think about the implications of training a voice such as John Legend's in this case to be used on these smart home devices. There's the question of, who actually owns the voice? And then, of course, Google Assistant itself can be it can be used pretty easily for nefarious purposes. I'm sure many are aware that you can just tell Google to, you know, repeat after me, and in which case the assistant with the generic voice currently will just repeat whatever it is that you said, even if it's, you know, has expletives or whatever. So, you know, that has implications for, you know, if John Legend's voice is on Google Assistant, what will that mean in those cases? And Google also did mention on stage at I/O that John Legend's voice is only going to be used in very specific scenarios. So it seems that Google is aware of this, but it is something to think about anyway. Read these stories and much more on 9to5google.com and subscribe to 9to5 Google Daily in Google Play, Google App Podcasts, or your favorite podcast player to receive updates Monday through Friday. And tune into our longer one-hour talk, Alphabet Scoop, every Saturday morning. For this episode, thank you for tuning in for this new format, this new structure we're going to be testing out in the coming weeks. Let us know what you think about it over at 9to5google.com.